The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, it is wild card weekend, y'all. It is the kickoff of the greatest fucking time of the year, and that would be NFL playoffs. I love nothing more than NFL playoffs. Now, of course, I love all playoffs, baseball, basketball, but NFL playoffs to me is just, it's fantastic. And it doesn't matter what teams are in it. I enjoy it every single year. Obviously, since my Cowboys haven't been shit in years, of course I've been enjoying it. But, I just love playoff football. And this is where it all begins. And it's just, these next 2 weeks are great because we just get jam-packed with football both Saturday and Sunday. And then, of course, championship weekend. It's awesome, but it's kind of bittersweet because it's the end. And then, of course, we get that terrible week in between the Super Bowl and the championship weekend. And then we finally get the Super Bowl. And then it's sports fan purgatory, of course, but let's get into what we've got going on with Wild Card Weekend this weekend. So I'm just going to do all the matchups in order and give you my predictions on the matchups for the weekend, and then I'm going to do my playoff predictions for the entire NFL playoffs leading up to Super Bowl 59. So let's get started with the weekend's wild card playoffs. As a matter of fact, I made a mistake there. It's not just Saturday and Sunday we get football. We also get Monday night football as well. Since it's wild card weekend, they usually give us a Monday night football game now. So let's begin with the Saturday games. We have the Los Angeles Chargers at the Houston Texans. Right now, the Chargers are a 3-point favorite. By the way, I got all these favorites, the point spreads. I got those earlier in the week, so all those lines could have changed. So these could be incorrect at the time I start talking about them. But if you really are so into it, then you need to go look up that shit yourself and not rely on me. Anyways, the Chargers in this matchup are a 3-point favorite. To me, the Texans, they just have not been playing good football to end this season. Actually, the entire season has been very shaky for them, especially on the offensive line. It just seems they've been getting worse and worse on the offensive side of the ball as the season wears on, especially on the offensive line. CJ Stroud has not had the season he did last year. He was very accurate. He kept the interceptions on the low. But this year, he's had a lot of interceptions. I know a lot of it is mostly because of that terrible offensive line. But generally speaking, he's just not playing as well as he did last year for whatever reason. Joe Mixon, he has added a great piece to this offense at the running back position. He's been very consistent and been very a huge asset for them offensively, but outside of him, it's been very, very difficult for them. On the defensive side of the ball, they've had zero issues. They are still one of the best defenses in the league. They get sacks, they get turnovers, and they just play with the smack you in the mouth mentality that they have all season long. The Chargers, on the other hand, have got better as the season wears on, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Now that they got J.K. Dobbins back from injury at the running back position, I feel like this offense is going to be pretty stout and pretty difficult to stop. The only issues I really see with the offense are the drop passes, because those have been a big deal. But I will say they've kind of got better with the drop passes over the last like month, three, four weeks of football. They've just been more consistent on the offensive side of things. Defensively, that is where they are really good. They get turnovers, they get at the quarterback, and so I feel like there's going to be plenty of defense in this game, but I think the Chargers are just the better team. I think they're coming in hotter, and I just think they've found an identity more so than the Texans have. Like I said, the Texans just haven't been consistent at all this year, and I kind of felt like no matter who the Texans were playing, they were probably going to lose just because they are not playing well right now. And so I have the Chargers winning this one 27-20. Then the other Saturday game, the Saturday night game, is the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Baltimore Ravens. Right now, the Ravens are a 10-point favorite. usually this is an excellent matchup. It's usually a smack you in the mouth game. It's usually playing through the trenches. It's sometimes it's like a 9-10 type of win. I don't see that being the case this time. For some reason, I just feel like the Baltimore Ravens are going to put together a nice run here in the playoffs, and I think this is where it's going to begin. I feel like Lamar Jackson especially is ready for a championship run. I feel like that's the last thing missing from Lamar Jackson's career is like a really nice, epic playoff run, and that's kind of what I am seeing from the Baltimore Ravens this playoff run. The Steelers, on the other hand, they just look terrible, especially on the offensive side of the ball. They are so inept. It doesn't matter even if they get in the red zone. At this point, they're getting turnovers in the red zone, and so they're not even getting the field goals that they normally get. Whereas the Ravens, they've been really good. This last month, I've had my questions about the Ravens all season because they haven't been that consistent, but they've been consistent heading into the playoffs. Offensively, there are zero questions. Lamar Jackson, MVP-type season. Derrick Henry is having an MVP-type season. He is having a phenomenal year. Their receivers playing well. Their tight ends playing well. Their offensive line playing well. So offensively, zero issues. Their defense, that's where the problems have been, shockingly. It's been the secondary. They've been giving up a lot of big plays, but not this past month. This Ravens secondary has actually been the shutdown secondary that we are used to seeing. And I think that's going to continue on in the playoffs. And I don't think the Steelers have a shot in this one. Usually, they know how to play Lamar Jackson well. They usually lock him down. I don't think that's the case this time around. I feel like the Baltimore Ravens are actually going to roll over the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think this is the only ass-kicking I have of the weekend. No, actually, there's one more I actually have that's an ass-kicking as well. But this one I have as an ass-kicking. I just don't see the Steelers playing well in this one. Even defensively, the Steelers have had questions over the last couple of weeks with their defense. They just have not been playing well as a team. And I've got the Ravens rolling over the Steelers 30-17. Then our Sunday games, we begin with the Denver Broncos at the Buffalo Bills. Right now, the Bills are a 9-point favorite. This is my other game that I think is going to be an ass-kicking, simply because I think the Denver Broncos are just too young. They need more experience. They are a damn good team. I feel like the Broncos are going to be a force for a few years. The Kansas City Chiefs better watch their asses because, yeah, they've been dominating this division, but I feel like the Broncos and the Chargers are starting to make a run here and might actually be that those two teams that finally start to get it going in the Denver Broncos especially. This defense is good. It's the offense. The offense has had many issues. They've been up, they've been down, but they've been very good when they need to be. But the Buffalo Bills, they've been way more consistent. They are a legitimate championship contender. They're great on the offensive side of the ball. They're great on the defensive side of the ball. Josh Allen having an MVP-type season as well. He's got a running back in the backfield, finally, who can actually match what he's doing on the ground, and that's Cook, who's been having a phenomenal year. Like I said, defensively, they've been getting the takeaways. They've been getting at the quarterbacks, and I feel like this is going to be a rough game for the Denver Broncos, simply because they're young, simply because they got to get it going, and this is a damn good Buffalo Bills team. So I've got the Bills smashing the Broncos 28-14. Then our next matchup we have on Sunday is the Green Bay Packers at the Philadelphia Eagles. Right now the Eagles are a 4.5-point favorite. To begin the week, it looked like Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love might be missing this game. But it looks like both of the quarterbacks will be in, which is good for us fans because who the hell wants to see the backups playing? Now, me personally, of course, since I am a Cowboys fan, I fucking hate the Eagles. So any type of setback for them works for me. But still, I'd rather see them lose legitimately rather than have Jalen Hurts be out. But it looks like Hurts is going to play. It looks like Love is going to play. So it looks like we're going to have the full force of the teams. The Packers have not played that well against good teams this year. They've had good games. They've been a solid team all year. But when it comes to trying to beat the top teams in the league, they just have not fared well. The Eagles, on the other hand, have been one of the top teams all season. They have had zero issues. They've been great offensively. Saquon Barkley had a historic year. They're great at the receiver position. Jalen Hurts, even though he's had his moments where I look at him and go, I just don't feel like he feels this offense is good for him, he still is having a good season. And then defensively, they are fantastic on the defensive side of the ball. So I just kind of feel like this is going to be a good game, but I feel like it's going to be a very defensive type of game because the Green Bay Packers also have a very good defense. I actually kind of feel like both defenses are going to cause turnovers, and that might make this a slower game and a lower scoring game than I feel like most people are expecting. I actually wouldn't be shocked if the game-winning defense or the defense that wins this game, I feel like they might make like a goal line stand or get some type of an interception to end the game or something like that. And I'm leaning towards the Eagles in this one just because, like I said, the Packers haven't shown up against anybody this year who's legitimate. Whereas the Eagles, they've passed the test every single time. They're extremely talented. What the fuck can you say about them other than they're damn good? So I have the Eagles winning a close one, 21-20. And then our Sunday night football matchup is the Washington Commanders at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Right now, the Bucs are a 3-point favorite. The Commanders, to me, are a weird team. You know, they started off the season great. They've been really good in clutch moments as well. They've had tons of fourth quarter comebacks this season, which is great. But they're just not consistent, especially against good teams. The Buccaneers, they're kind of in the same boat, but the Buccaneers' offense is just fantastic. And Baker Mayfield, he's just been having a great year. He's really carried the load with this team, him and Bucky Irving. Bucky Irving, the rookie running back, he's had a fantastic year as well. So I really like what the two of them have done with this offense. And then, of course, Mike Evans, he's had his injuries as well. But when he's in, and he's had a fantastic year as well. The defense, they've also locked it down. But to me, the Commanders, they haven't played enough consistent football. They're very young. They're still a new team that's working on it. Whereas the Bucs, they actually, this is their team. I mean, they were a playoff team last year. They got a win over the Eagles last year in the wild card round. And I just look at the Buccaneers as a more consistent team, a better team. I feel like Washington has room to grow, and this is just one step of growth for them into their season heading into next year. So I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning this one 31-24. And then our Monday Night Football matchup is going to be the Minnesota Vikings at the Los Angeles Rams. So this was supposed to be in Los Angeles, of course, but unfortunately, with all the fires going on over the past few days in LA, they've decided to move this game to Arizona, to Phoenix, Arizona, or Glendale, Arizona, basically the same thing. But regardless, it's going to be in Arizona this week. I don't think that matters because the Rams don't usually play home games. And what I mean by that is usually the crowd that's cheering the loudest is usually the away team, especially when they're playing teams like the Minnesota Vikings, who have a very solid fan base. So I wasn't going to be shocked if the majority of the crowd was Minnesota Vikings fans. So I don't think that's going to play a factor in this one. Right now, or at least when I checked, the Vikings were a 1.5-point favorite. But I believe when I looked this morning, it looked like the line had changed and it looked like the Rams are a 1-point favorite. So this line has been changing back and forth because I feel like both teams are pretty equal. But my thing with the Rams is they have not been consistent at all, whereas the Vikings actually have been one of the most consistent teams all season long. And if you get this team going offensively, they're really difficult to stop. And this Rams defense, while it's got better as the season has worn on, they're still not that lockdown, shutdown defense. And I think they're going to have their issues with this Minnesota Vikings offense. And then I think the Minnesota Vikings defense is going to have a field day with this really weak offensive line of the Rams. And I kind of feel like this is going to be a game where Matthew Stafford is on his ass the entire time. I feel like it's going to be close to start the first half, but it's going to be one of those games where I just kind of feel like the Vikings are going to keep pulling away each and every drive. And so I've got the Vikings winning this one 27-17. So now let's get into my overall playoff predictions and who I think is going to ultimately win Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. So let's first start off with, the wild card weekend. I just went over that. In the AFC, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs, they are the number one overall seed, so they will not be playing this weekend. But the as I just stated, Los Angeles Chargers at Houston Texans. I have the Chargers moving on. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Baltimore Ravens. I have the Ravens moving on. And then the Denver Broncos at the Buffalo Bills. I have the Buffalo Bills moving on. Over in the NFC, the number one overall seed with the bye week this week, the Detroit Lions. So our wild card matchups are the Minnesota Vikings at the Los Angeles Rams. I have the Vikings moving on. Washington Commanders at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I have the Buccaneers moving on. And then the Green Bay Packers at the Philadelphia Eagles. I have the Eagles moving on. So my AFC divisional matchups are the Los Angeles Chargers at the Kansas City Chiefs. I would love to see the Chiefs lose right off out the gate. Now, let me tell you, okay, since the Cowboys are not in the playoffs, I am rooting for any team but the Chiefs. This includes the Eagles. If the Super Bowl is the Chiefs versus the Eagles, I am fucking rooting for the Eagles because I am so sick of the Kansas City Chiefs. That's it. I have respect for them. They have great players. I respect Patrick Mahomes. I respect Kelsey. I respect Andy Reid. I respect Jones. I respect them as this dynasty that they are. I respect everything about them. I am just fucking sick to death of them. And I don't even want to see them in the Super Bowl. That's why, I mean, I am rooting for anybody to kick their ass in this one. But if you ask me who I'm overall just generally rooting for, I'm rooting for the Baltimore Ravens because I just want to see Lamar Jackson win a Super Bowl. I love Lamar Jackson. So I am avidly rooting for the Ravens, but technically I am anybody but the Kansas City Chiefs. So this divisional matchup, I would love nothing more than to see the Chargers take out the Chiefs. But I don't think the Chargers are there. I don't think they are ready. You know, the Chiefs are coming off of a bye week, and they're always fantastic coming off of a bye week. They're still the best team in the league because until somebody takes down the champs, they remain the champs. They only had two losses on the season. They are the number one overall seed. So, I mean, like I said, until anybody takes them down, we got to keep on bowing down. And unfortunately, I feel like the Chargers are going to give them a run for their money in the game. But I just feel like the Chiefs are the better team. They have the experience and the Chargers just need to keep growing. And this is going to be one of those type of games that's going to help them grow into the next season. So I have the Kansas City Chiefs beating the Los Angeles Chargers in that matchup. My second AFC division round matchup is the Baltimore Ravens at the Buffalo Bills, and this is going to be a headbanger. Now, Baltimore kicked the shit out of Buffalo the first time around. I think it'll be a much more close matchup, but I do think Baltimore overall is the better team. Just overall, they make less mistakes. But the thing is, these two teams are so similar when it comes to their playoff runs over the past years. It's because, you know, the MVP battle right now is between Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. So these two quarterbacks. So we're kind of getting like the two best players in the league right now. Two of the top teams in the AFC going up against each other. So we're going to see who's the actual legit squad. I'm leaning towards Baltimore. I think Baltimore is more ready to make a Super Bowl run than Buffalo for some reason. I don't know why. I do think it'll be a close matchup, but I'm just leaning more towards Baltimore simply because I feel like their last month of football was more dominating than Buffalo's. But I mean, honestly, they are so similar. They're such good teams, and I feel like that's just going to be a headbanger of a matchup. And it's too bad we get it in the divisional round and not the AFC Championship game. But, you know, it just is. That's just the way it's going to go. So in that case, I am leaning towards Baltimore. I do think Baltimore's the better team. Like I said, I feel like Baltimore's going to go on a run here. I think they are ready, poised, primed, and ready to get going for a Super Bowl here. I just see them locked in for Super Bowl. I don't think Lamar Jackson gives two shits and a fuck about MVP. I think he only cares about a Super Bowl run. And so I'm going with Baltimore in that headbanger there. So then my NFC divisional matchups would be the Minnesota Vikings at the Detroit Lions. We've already seen this matchup twice. Last time, Detroit just smashed Minnesota. And since they're coming off of a bye, you know, I've said this about Detroit pretty much all season. This is the best team in the league. They are so good. They've overcome everything. They've had so many injuries. It doesn't matter. They still play well. Their offense can outscore everybody, can keep pace with everybody. Nothing matters to them offensively. They got no issues. They have the best offensive line in the league. They have one of the best defensive lines in the league. They have just an amazing way of beating good teams, beating bad teams. They have zero issues pretty much in any way. They've played the most consistent football out of every single team this season. And like I said, the Vikings, same thing. They've been very consistent themselves. But to me, Detroit is just too damn good. And I'm not picking against Detroit, especially in this matchup. So I'm going Detroit in this matchup. Then my other NFC divisional matchup is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Philadelphia Eagles. I would love to see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take at the Eagles in this matchup, but I just think this is where Tampa's luck is going to run out, because Tampa's been a very inconsistent team this year. They've had their highs where they have just beat, like, I mean, they've beat Detroit. They have beat the Detroit Lions. So they've beat good teams. They can do it. But they've also just come up short against shitty teams like the Atlanta Falcons. And yeah, I know it's a division matchup, but still, Tampa just has not been as consistent as the Eagles have. The Eagles have been one of the top teams in the league for a reason. And I just don't see Tampa beating the Philadelphia Eagles in this matchup. So I have the Eagles moving on. So my AFC championship matchup is the Baltimore Ravens at the Kansas City Chiefs. This is the matchup from week one. This was how we opened the football season, was against the Baltimore Ravens at the Kansas City Chiefs. And do you remember how they lost? I do. The Baltimore Ravens lost by a toe. Remember their tight end, Isaiah Likely, caught the touchdown pass, but unfortunately, his toe, only his motherfucking big toe was out of bounds. And the Kansas City Chiefs ended up walking away with the win. And that's pretty much how the Chiefs season has gone all season long. They've pretty much won by a toe or by weird fucking reasons like that. But hey, guess what? Here they still are. And I have them going to the AFC Championship game. But this time around, I think it's going to be different, because I don't think the Chiefs are that good of a team. Yes, they are the number one overall seed, but that's simply because everybody just keeps giving it to them. They are not playing that great, and I think their luck is going to finally run out in the championship game. I think the Baltimore Ravens defense is going to step it up. I mean, this Chiefs team is pretty beat up. They don't have anybody on the offensive side of the ball playing great football other than Patrick Mahomes. Their defense has been getting beat up each and every week. Is Chris Jones going to even play in the playoffs? So who knows what the championship game is going to look like. That's about 3 weeks away. But with that being said, like I said, I think this time it's going to be different. I think the Baltimore Ravens will move on to the Super Bowl. And so my NFC championship is the Philadelphia Eagles at the Detroit Lions. And this is going to be a headbanger. I am looking forward to this, if this is actually what happens, because these are the two top teams in the NFC. But like I keep saying about Detroit, they pass the test each and every time. And the Eagles, even in their wins, they're kind of like the Chiefs. They've had these very unconvincing wins. They still get the win, but they aren't that great of a win, where the Detroit Lions have, as I continue to say, passed the test each and every motherfucking time. You cannot count out this Detroit Lions team. And so I have the Detroit Lions moving on to their first Super Bowl in their franchise history. So Super Bowl 59 matchup for me is the Baltimore Ravens versus the Detroit Lions. I cannot believe I am saying this. I am predicting that the Detroit Lions are going to the Super Bowl. Let me tell you something, people. When I was a kid, it was like unfathomable that the Lions would ever even play in a Super Bowl, let alone win a Super Bowl. So the fact that, like, I had no qualms about who I was picking as my champion this year. Spoiler alert, y'all, it's the Detroit Lions. I am picking the Detroit Lions. I never in my life have ever thought I would be picking the Detroit Lions, but I continue to tell you, this team is passing the test every time. It doesn't matter who gets injured. It doesn't matter what happens to this team. It doesn't matter who they play. It doesn't matter where they play. It doesn't matter what your record is. They give zero fucks, and they play like it. Offensively, they give zero fucks. They will keep up with each and every team in this league. And while I'm rooting for the Baltimore Ravens, while I would love to see Lamar Jackson win himself a Super Bowl, I'm sorry, Lamar, I've got the Detroit Lions, because as I continue to say, they pass the test each and every time. No one stopped them yet. They haven't even stopped themselves yet. They play so good. They are so polished. They are so good. There is no other fucking word to use for the Detroit Lions other than they are a fan-fucking-tastic team. I've enjoyed watching the Lions play. I can't believe I'm saying this. I cannot believe I am predicting that the Detroit Lions are winning the Super Bowl this year. And that's it, y'all. I am predicting the Detroit Lions as our Super Bowl 59 champions. I can't believe it. I can't believe I even have them going, let alone winning. It's just, that's what I love about football. But that's who I have it as. I don't think it matters who Detroit plays. This team is so good. They're just one of those Super Bowl-bound teams where I've just been watching them all season punch every motherfucker in the face. And they've just knocked everybody out like they're Mike Tyson. And I just think they're going to keep doing it all the way to the championship. I just don't see this team falling. So we'll see how it goes. We have us a whole month to see what happens here. But I'm looking forward to it. It begins tomorrow in Houston. Chargers at Houston. So, yeah, let's get ready for it, y'all. But I picked the Detroit Lions as my Super Bowl champions. Can't believe it. We did only have one other firing this week. I thought after we only had two on Monday. Usually Black Monday is a pretty bad day for NFL coaches, but we only had one other firing this week, at least as of my recording of this podcast right now. But that would be Antonio Pierce of the Las Vegas Raiders. He was let go. So we'll see what the Raiders end up doing with their coaching position. But so far, that's it. And it kind of looks like it's going to be that's it. I don't know. Because today the Cowboys are beginning renegotiations with Mike McCarthy. So it kind of looks like they're going to re-sign him. So it's not looking like we're going to have a whole lot of coaching openings, at least for now. There have been those random moments where like a week or two later, somebody just gets chopped. I don't see any of the playoff teams. I don't think any of them would lose any of their coaches. I'm just kind of looking at them real quick. I don't think any of those guys are in danger of losing their jobs. So I think it's going to be a very quiet year for the firings, but we'll see how that goes. So let's move on to the college football playoff in the semifinals. Those began last night, and we had us a good-ass game between Notre Dame and Penn State. The first half, it was very, very, it was all defense. We had turnovers. We had, gotta say, not impressed with either quarterback from Notre Dame or Penn State. You know, when I watch college football, I'm mostly just Longhorns. I watch every Longhorns game, and then I'll watch games here and there, but I am not an avid college football fan as I am with the NFL. NFL, I watch every single fucking game. I don't care if it's the two worst teams. I don't care if it's Browns versus Jaguars. I will watch that game because I love football. But when it comes to college football, I don't. So watching this quarterback play last night, it made me chuckle because I've actually been critical of Quinn Ewers, the quarterback for my Texas Longhorns. I've been critical of him quite a bit this season. There are things about him that have bothered me. He tends to overthrow sometimes, but I mean, compared to the two quarterbacks from last night's game, Quinn Ewers is a fucking damn good quarterback, and I guess I'm a spoiled fucking brat because I've been complaining about him, and I will take Quinn Ewers over these two douchebags any fucking day of the week. I mean, whoa, they're especially Penn State's quarterback. This guy, like, he throws up these balls where it's like slow motion. And it's like every defender on the field knows where this shit's going to land. And it's just it's like a projected interception. It's just the craziest thing. And he cost them the game last night, too, with an interception on the last drive. I can't remember if it was an interception or he just didn't get the first down. But regardless, I think it was an interception, if I remember correctly. But I mean, it was a back and forth affair between both teams. I mean, it was all defense first half. Second half, though, both teams started to get it going. They started to score points. And then each drive, I think it was the last four drives of the game, they mattered. And Notre Dame was just the better team last night. I mean, defensively, whew, Notre Dame is both teams have excellent defense. I will 100% put that down. These two teams have some of the best defenses I've watched. But the quarterback play was just atrocious. But Notre Dame, man, Notre Dame defensively, they are fantastic. And then offensively, not bad. I see why they are now into the championship because they did end up holding on last night against Penn State, 27-24. Like I said, it was just back and forth. First half, it was just grinding it out. It didn't, even though it was 0-0 for quite some time, it was just a battle, and I was totally into every single play and into everything that these two teams were doing. But like I said, the quarterback play was just atrocious from both of them. The Notre Dame quarterback is slightly better than the Penn State one, but it was terrible quarterback play, and they have now renewed my respect for Quinn Ewers. So hook 'em horns, motherfucker. And speaking of my Longhorns, they play tonight against Ohio State, who are a 6-point favorite today. But, you know, I'm not shocked by that. As a Longhorns fan, I'm actually not delusional, unlike a lot of my other deluded Longhorns fans, but I'm not one of them. We did not play well in that last game. As a matter of fact, I kind of feel like we're lucky to be here. Now, we are a damn good team, and I'm glad we got that shitty game out of the way against Arizona State, because if we play as shitty as we did against Arizona State, Ohio State's going to roll over us easily, because Ohio State is a powerhouse. They have an excellent defense, and they're really solid on the offensive side of the ball as well. Texas, and so this is going to be a great matchup between two good teams, because I think they balance out very well against each other. But as I keep saying, the Longhorns defense is the best defense in college football, even better than what I saw last night. And I feel like this Longhorns defense is, they've won us the last two games for sure, at least played a part as to why we won those last two games. And I think they're going to do the same thing in this one. I do think it's going to be a high scoring game, but I do think the Longhorns defense is going to make the big plays when they have to. I mean, even in the red zone, we are such a lockdown defense. I don't even worry, because we may even walk away without you scoring 3 points. That's how good the Longhorns are in the red zone defense. So I just think the Longhorns defense is going to play great. And then I think the Longhorns offense is going to play good enough. There's no way, at least in my opinion, that our ground attack is going to be as shitty as it was in the previous game. I think our ground attack is actually going to be really good in this matchup. And like I said, my respect for Quinn Ewers has actually been renewed just a bit. So I think he might actually be another reason why we get a win tonight. As I said, if we don't show up, if we played the game we played last week, this is not going to be a fun game for a Longhorns fan, because this Ohio State team is good. They are here for a reason. Do not overlook this Ohio State team. They are damn fucking good, but they are beatable as well. Especially, they have not shown up really against good teams. And the Texas Longhorns are a good team, no matter what anybody says or thinks. They are here for a reason as well. They were ranked right up in the top five all motherfucking season, right there with Ohio State. So these are two very equally balanced teams, but I just think the Longhorns defense slightly better. I think our offense has a little bit more firepower, and I have the Longhorns winning 34-31. So hook 'em horns, motherfucker. Hook 'em horns. Hook 'em horns. Enjoy the weekend of sports, y'all. It is the beginning of a great weekend of football. Actually, it begun last night with the first college football playoff semifinals game. So we got tonight with the Longhorns and Ohio State. And then we got two wild card matchups Saturday, three wild card matchups Sunday, and we got us a wild card matchup for Monday Night Football. All right, y'all, enjoy this amazing weekend of football, and I will talk to you fools on Monday.